Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas, for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. And welcome back to 20 whatever, where I almost forgot that I was going to be the one to start it.
Yep. So,
but we're here.
Yep.
It was just like a little pause.
It was short. It was short pause.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I know. I was like, wait, hold on. And then I was like, no, she's the one who wanted this.
Yeah.
She got it. I was like, I can do it.
And then I was like, loading. Dude, my pregnancy brain has been so bad lately.
Okay. So explain that. Obviously, like, you might be forgetting some things.
Yeah.
Is that like the majority of what the pregnancy brain is?
100%.
Okay.
It is fully just me, like, to the 10th degree, forgetting everything, walking into a room and being like, I don't know why I'm here. And also, what day is it? And also, right. Like...
And also, have I eaten?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And I don't know if there's science to pregnancy brain, but I feel it's real.
I mean, you're growing a human inside of you. There's got to be some sort of delay and...
Right.
I think all of my brain power is going to her.
Yeah.
And there's very little left up here.
Yeah.
There's not a lot going on up there.
No, there's not. There's not.
So apparently during pregnancy, the body sends a flood of fluctuating hormones through the body at all times. And apparently those physiological changes is what causes the memory problems, concentration, or absent-mindedness. So there is like a thing happening, you're right.
So science. Wow.
I am hormonally stupid. It's not just in my head.
Those damn hormones always getting us.
Anyways, how are y'all?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm really excited for this episode. I feel like I'm going to laugh a lot.
Yes. Yeah, I'm very excited for this one. And we love a pop culture moment.
We love a pop culture moment.
We love pop cultural references.
Pop cultural references, TikTok references.
Honestly, quoting anything is our shit.
Totally.
When I say I'm like cultured, I mean pop culture.
Right. I'm talking about TikTok.
Yes. I may not be able to recite poetry, but I do know a plethora of Wendy Williams quotes.
Right. So. Agreed.
That's all you need. That is all you need. I'm very excited. How are we doing this?
So we all wrote down some of the pop culture moments that just live rent-free in our brain. We want to kind of talk through them. And then I think at the end of this, Jess has a little game that she's created.
Mm-hmm. I love this. I'm so excited. I'm actually really excited to hear which ones you guys picked.
I do too, because we are always like individually quoting our faves, you know?
Yes,
and then like together we can. That's one of our faves.
Shoot the moon, stop the rain.
Even ride a hurricane.
Right.
But now, but now we're like really bringing like show and tell. Like, okay, guys, these are like my really favorite ones.
This is like those videos that are like, let me show you my favorite TikToks.
Yeah. Me at the end of the day with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
So do you want to see all the TikToks I save for you?
Dude, that's like, honestly, a couple episodes back when we were talking about like not having time as a couple, you know, having young kids.
Oh,
that is like a bit. No, well, that is like the thing that we still do at the end of the day. Like laying in bed, we're so tired. Like, can I show you some funny TikToks?
Yeah.
Right.
And we have our TikTok-y time. Like that has not left.
That's like necessary, I think, for relationships to be successful.
Yeah.
TikTok time.
Yeah. I created a whole folder for him.
Yeah.
I just like save it to the folder. And
yeah, because it's send back and forth. Like, but I want to watch you watch him also.
Yes. I feel the same way.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I don't. Actually, fun fact, Ryan and I, as close as we are and besties, we don't send like memeable stuff to each other. And is that because we just like.
I don't like when you do that.
She hates it. Genuinely. Yeah.
I would rather her just gather them all up and then do it because she'll send 40 and I'm like, I'm not going to sit there. So I don't. She's like, did you see my TikTok? And I'm like, no.
So
I'm not watching them. So she doesn't send any.
I don't
she got
send Tiki Talkies anymore. Yeah.
It is the worst feeling when you send a TikTok and then they don't respond, or it's just like an emoji because it's like a pity emoji, you know? And you're like,
Yeah, she just ghosts me.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. I do. But not anymore. You got the hint. Now you don't do it. Now you just save it, and now we do it, and then we just do it together.
Mm-hmm. You know what I think we should do at our next sleepover night?
Mm.
We should each gather, like, our favorite, like, 10 or 15 TikToks and present them.
Yeah. Like a PowerPoint, like, yes, on the TV.
But, yeah, like, sitting on the couch screen sharing.
For sure.
Just I scroll like through. That.
Absolutely love.
We're doing something like that, but just audio today.
Right. Yes. Right. Similar vibe. Well, it's kind of like that one night where whenever we slept over here and we just watched the Wendy Williams compilations all night. And that, yeah, was crazy.
Yes.
Kind of like that.
Education.
It's necessary.
Absolutely. So who wants to kick it off first with their moment that lives rent-free?
Let's let Ryan, our pop culture queen, start us strong.
All right. That's fine. Okay. So my first one is Justin Bieber at the VMAs. I want to thank not only God, but Jesus. That, yes. All of us were like, okay, well, heaven's covered, I guess. Not only God,
but also Jesus.
I love that one. I definitely reference that in my daily life. What about you guys?
Oh, yeah. I always think about it because I'm just like, why did he do that? Why did he say that?
Not only God, But Jesus. We're like, okay. He's like, and the Holy Ghost.
We're like, okay.
And also Mary, Mother of Jesus.
It's like, for sure, but okay.
That's a good one.
I love that.
I had forgotten about that.
And that's like kind of an old one too. He said that.
I think that was in like 2010 or something like that.
Yeah.
Forever ago.
Did he still have the swoopy hair?
No, that was when he had just cut it.
Oh, mm-hmm.
He had just cut it.
I remember, like, culturally, that was when he cut the Bieber hair. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the boys started cutting their Bieber hair.
Yeah.
Right.
Damn.
I know.
The one I have is one that's actually quite recent, but I think it's just so iconic and it's going to live on forever. And I'm going to give you the intro. And I actually kind of want you guys to guess.
Okay.
The only thing I ever groomed was my two Persian cats.
Oh, God. Fucking toxic gossip train.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, no, that's going to live for the rest of life.
Yeah. I don't think we ever talked about that on the podcast when all of that was going on, but yeah, that was like an earworm for me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. And like,
right,
I mean, so many things can be said about that, and they have been said. But still, to every time it comes up, I'm like, how did that get to the point where you were like, this is the right move?
You're like, right, this is a great idea. This will solve everything.
You think this will really be like the saving
grace? This will be it.
Right. Yeah. Like, let the only thing song I ever groomed. Girl, it's giving, that sentence should never
have come
out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
Correct.
It's and like jarring.
It's bad enough to have the idea, but to have no one stop it, right?
Bad.
Do we think that she just shot it, uploaded it, and told no one? Like, not even, like, PR. Like, obviously, maybe she didn't call PR or whatever, but right, she, like, didn't even tell a significant other or somebody that knew her and was like, please stop, don't do that.
I don't know.
I don't think Corey would have stopped her, to be honest. Didn't she go off about it where she's like, my people told me not to say anything,
but
the masses must know. Like, she tried to, whether or not that's what really happened, right?
She did say that. She was like, yeah, people told me not to do it, but I didn't anyway. We were like, you probably should have
listened to
those people.
I think that's probably a situation where there were a lot of yes men, and then the no men were cast out by the yes men.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And she even had to get that, like, put on Spotify so people could stop using it, right? Like, that was the reason why she put the song on Spotify.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know that. No idea. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, because I couldn't believe that it was on Spotify. So I was like, why would she think to put that on Spotify? Right. And then people were like, no, for legal reasons, because then she could say, like, you can't use that song. Yeah.
Right. Also, I think she was mad people were monetizing off of it on a different platform. Because I think she only uploaded it to YouTube to start, because that's where, like, her core base was.
Right. Oh, well, yeah, now, that now one's gonna live forever, dude. I don't think we'll ever forget this.
We can't.
No.
We can't.
This episode of 20 Whatever is brought to you by Factor. Eating well is made so much easier with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Every week, you'll have over 35 different options to choose from, and they have an amazing variety to suit so many different lifestyles and dietary preferences. I get the vegan and veggie box, and it is amazing. The meals are packed with flavor. I always always look forward to taking my lunch break with Factor. This week's tofu enchilada bowl in my Factor box was definitely a highlight. So delicious and flavorful with the rice, the veggies, roasted tofu, melty pepper jack cheese, and smothered in a rich enchilada sauce. So good, restaurant quality, and it's filling and nutritious, so it keeps me feeling good and all in just 2 minutes. They also have more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. Breakfast options, snacks, smoothies, protein shakes, and more. And Factor is flexible for your schedule. You can choose between 6 to 18 meals per week and pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime you need. So what are you waiting for? Get started with Factor today. Head to factormeals.com/whatever50 and use code whatever50 to get 50% off. That's code whatever50 at factormeals.com/whatever50 for 50% off.
On the note of YouTuber cancellations we will never forget, I had one written down that I'm sure you all can guess. And you did it at my birthday dinner.
Yep. Correct.
Tati Westbrook.
Tati Westbrook about James Charles. At her birthday dinner.
I say that so much. Too much. Like, I'm annoying myself and I can't stop. Any opportunity. And you did it at my birthday dinner. And then when I'm feeling, you know, like, continuing. Talking about cock and balls. Like,
exactly. Why? I just, for sure, and I believe that James Charles did do that because.
Especially after things have continued.
All of it.
That was not an isolated incident.
No, it was not isolated.
But Tati, why did you say it like that? Like, why did you say that like that on the internet? You know what I mean? Like, you made the choices to deliver it that way. And I just feel like you didn't have to do it like that.
And you did it at my birthday dinner. Dude, even
talking
I was talking about
cock and balls. I was like, what?
I was at Disneyland the other day and we're on the Monsters, Inc. ride. And I'm sitting next to my sister-in-law. And the part where Celia, the monster with, you know, the purple, who's Mike Wazowski's girlfriend, she goes, Mike Wazowski, and on my birthday.
Scream.
And I turned to my sister-in-law, and you did it at my birthday dinner.
Did she get it?
Yes.
Oh, good, bless.
We, but I'm like, this, I will never forget that.
No,
never.
I do have that locked. Like, that is one of Sierra's, like, iconic. If we're saying, like, at my birthday, she's like, at my birthday, birthday dinner. And she will hit
you
it. And it's like,
birthday dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's a really good one.
That's a good one. No, but that's like, that makes me think of you now. I'm like, I'm never not going to hear that and not think of you. I'm like, damn it, on the birthday dinner.
Yes.
Oh, love this one. I mean, hate this, but love it.
Oh, God.
And honestly, some people will die.
Oh, God.
Which is terrible.
Which is terrible, but like inevitable.
People will die.
Vanessa Hudgens on COVID in March of 2020.
On live, right?
On live.
Talking about Coachella being canceled. Isn't that right?
Yes.
I didn't know it was because Coachella was canceled. That is even worse because obviously she's like the Coachella girl. So not her crying about Coachella being canceled.
She's like, and people will die, which like, what'd she say? Tragic? No.
Which is terrible. But like, inevitable? I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be saying any of this right now.
Correct.
Like, the way she said it too was just so in poor taste.
Yeah.
Poor taste.
I mean, and it was like March.
In the middle of
COVID. When we did not know what was going on.
Was it
scary
before
times.
After all of the celebrities got together and were like, I know what will fix this.
A song.
Imagine. Was it Imagine?
Yeah, God. I think it was. This was before. That was, we were all like.
We can never unsee
that. That's not.
Who opened it with, like,
Gal Gadot, I think. There was another part of that Vanessa Hudgens video, that same live, too, where she goes, I get it. It's a virus. I respect it.
Yeah.
That one I think about all the time,
too. Yeah. And I respect it. Me. Oh, well, I'm glad she respects it.
Oh, God. Sometimes, this is why sometimes celebrities, you just are like, just don't, you don't have to say anything. You know, you don't have to weigh in.
Yeah.
Just, shh.
Yeah. The next one I have is from Dance Moms. And from
all of Dance Moms.
All of Dance Moms
is an iconic.
It's so quotable.
Yeah.
But one I think that's resurfacing right now that has been getting some remixes that's been in my brain is, if that's all you got, bring it on, babe. I can lose weight, but ugly's to the bone. To the bone!
Yeah. Totally.
That is ugly as to the bone.
That's Miss Abby Lee Miller fighting with Chloe's mom.
Right. What's her name again?
Christy with a Y.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. dance moms should be studied by generations of the future. Anthropologists.
I agree.
Looking back.
I agree.
I fully agree.
Fully agree.
Dude, dance moms is like probably one of the most iconic reality TV shows to ever exist.
Agree.
Like, it's absolutely in the top, like, 5 or 10.
And it's crazy to see that, like, now we're seeing, like, the girls grow up. I mean, like, we're seeing it in real time. And it's usually, like, those kind of reality shows are, like, it's already passed.
But, well, like, they're, like, grown-ups.
Exactly.
They're, like, adults already.
But now we saw them as younger, little babies. And then now they're, like, on TikTok being, like, I can't wait to have kids. And I'm, like, hell yeah. we're there now, you know, because JoJo Siwa, you know. And she's been all over the internet, too, where I'm, like, I think that's probably what got me to watch Dance Moms. That they're just so relevant. The girls nowadays are... I'm like, well, let's see the background.
Yeah, because you didn't watch it when it was out.
No. I just, for the first time, watched Dance Mom this past year and binged it all the way through and was like, oh, shit, this is hysterical. And then understood where all the references were from.
Right.
So now I'm cultured.
Right.
And I'm prepared to rewatch it again because what the...
Yeah.
And you know what? I almost wrote down Dance Moms one, and I wish I did, but thank you for bringing in the Dance Moms representation. I almost wrote down the one where Nia's mom is like, maybe we should bring in the empty chair and have her do a solo. Empty chair! Do a solo!
And when Nia's mom got mad, it was like, awesome.
Yes, because Holly was...
Dr. Holly.
She was always the most composed.
Yep.
And you know what? Whenever I see the Dance Moms girls on TikTok... I really root for all of them, especially mm-hmm. considering, like, what they went through.
Right. Yeah.
But something about Nia and also Kalani, every time I see them, I'm like, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
Yes. I think, like, something about them, I just really, really root for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me too.
Seeing them, like, also, like, on YouTube, like, be friends. Like, Nia, I'm like, I'm so happy you're happy now because I felt like
because
I was watching
you
it,
just really got
went through
fucked.
It.
Like, yeah.
You really, I mean...
Well, especially with all of, like, the racist stuff
that shit was crazy. Watching it back now is like, yikes. I'd be like, girl, what the fuck?
She's like, I had to fight for my Rosa Parks spot, and I was the only black woman on the team. Like, that.
What's the quote? Brooke? No, not Brooke. What's
her
the
mom.
One? The mom.
It's Kendall's mom, Jill.
Jill. Well, I think little Kendall, she could totally play the part. I was like,
little Kendall, yeah.
What?
My little Kendall.
Oh.
Would make an excellent Rosa Parks.
Would make an excellent Rosa Parks. Help.
God. Which I'm actually very excited to see, like, if there is a musical adaptation of the Dance Moms, because you've seen the
drag
receipts,
shows.
Duh. Like, they're
what?
Joking. Yeah, they're joking
the
about.
Parodies?
There's uh-huh. parodies, but I think that they're, like, also talking about, like, making Dance Moms into, like, a musical. Like, because have you seen any of the parodies yet on the on TikTok just
no,
yet?
I have.
No.
Oh, my gosh. We have got to reference them for her. I was like, because, like, it's,
oh
like, the
God.
Moms
send,
even.
Send the links.
Yeah.
Send the links.
There's also a bunch of drag shows that do Dance Moms, and they'll be, like, the moms and the girls.
Right.
So funny.
Oh, I love this.
I love that.
So funny.
Love that.
Okay, my next one is Selena Gomez at the Teen Vogue party. When she has blue streaks in her hair, and they're like, what inspired the blue streaks? And she's like, I don't know, I wanted to do something a little crazy. It's the Teen Vogue party.
But why'd she say Vogue? A little blah.
I just cringe. I love that one. And it also is so sad to me because the way that, like, at these carpets, they're doing interview after interview after interview. How are they to know that this is the one moment that is going to live forever?
Right.
I think of also, like, Debbie Ryan when she's like, and what I did is I went up to the president of Disney Channel and I said, we're going to make history.
That shit's cracked, though. Like, here's the thing. There's one thing about Selena Gomez being like, but Debbie Ryan went on a full on. You did the most. Like, and that's what, and you know what I said? I said, we're going to make, like, girl, what?
And didn't she follow it up with, and that's what we
and
did.
That's what we did.
Yeah. Like, she really
with
even,
her
and she's like, let's really be like.
Let's really drive it home.
Yeah. And Selena Gomez, I feel like, was just like I'm just literally a noodlehead, and I'm just like so happy because I have blue.
Yeah.
Team Vogue.
Debbie Ryan had things to say.
Debbie Ryan.
She came prepared.
Yeah.
Like, Selena Gomez was just trying to, like, fill the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've been to a couple red carpets. I've done a couple interviews, a very small amount.
Slay.
And let me. Thank
to
you.
Flex.
And let me say, I remember zero of what I said.
Right.
And you're just trying to like keep the energy up and there's all these people and these lights and you're going from person to person. And that's me as someone who's very irrelevant. Mm. I can't imagine how many that Selena Gomez and Demi Ryan are doing on the red carpet. Mm. I don't remember anything that I said. I'm just trying. These questions are coming at you and it's loud and like, thank God I haven't had one of those moments yet.
Right.
Because all it takes is that one little clip.
I know.
Yeah. It's all it takes is one little clip like that.
I know.
At the Teen Vogue party.
Well, it's kind of like we were talking about with, what's her face? Madison Beer. And the like, yes. Oh, I'm supposed to be there. Yet. I was supposed to be in the video. It's the same thing. It's like they just took that one moment and was like, not this. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, and I was just saying that like to one person. Like, it really wasn't like I got on the stage and was like, and I was supposed to be in the music video.
And I told him, you know what I said to him? We're going to make history. And that's exactly what we did. She wasn't doing all that. Okay, my next one is fun because I was actually with you and Kenzie when this happened, but when Will Smith smacked Chris Rock at the Golden Globes in 2022. Yes! Remember we were at like whatever that restaurant was, it was after Spring Awakening.
Uh-huh.
And we were watching the TV, like they were just on, and then I remember I was like, Will Smith just got onto the stage and slapped Chris Rock, and I think we thought it was like a ha-ha, but it was not a ha-ha.
Yes, it was one of those things where they're playing it on the TVs in the restaurant, but it's muted.
Mm. Right, yes,
so
yes.
So I'm sitting here, and the TV's behind my head, and Ryan's sitting across from me, and all of a sudden, she's like, I think Will Smith just slapped Chris Rock.
Right.
And we're like turning around, looking at the TV, and it's like the aftermath, and we're like, oh, like for a,
like a bit?
Yeah. And then I remember we were, like, going on. I remember I, like, went on Twitter and I was, like, looking and I was, like, oh, no, like, this is not a bit.
Not a bit,
like,
not a bit.
Things are happening. Like, this is crazy. Oh, my God. What did he say? What happened?
That must have been wild from your perspective. Just, like, sitting, looking at me and Kenzie,
yeah,
talking.
Just, like, chatting. And I was just, like, casually looking over. Yeah. And then I was, like.
Now keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Oh, he said fucking mouth.
Oh, shit.
He was dead ass.
He was dead ass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for a hot minute there, we all were speculating. Is this hot? For like even the day after, I even were like, is it a bit? Like, it's going to come out.
I know, because it was. Yeah, yeah.
But then there was like allegations and I was like, oh, no, this
is
not a joke.
Yeah, it was not hot.
They are upset.
Yeah. Yeah, it was for real. Yeah. And then everybody was also like, everybody else in the restaurant was like, you could tell everybody was like kind of talking about it and looking around, but that, I mean, we will simply never forget that.
Right.
That was
that will not be
wild.
Forgotten.
Yeah.
All right. My final one is also one that will never be forgotten and I think shaped me as a person.
Oh.
And they start off with, should we do it in pink font?
Oh.
The first night at bed, when you left crying, Ron made out with two girls and put his head in between. It's the, should we do it in pink font?
Should we do it in pink font?
In between two cocktail waitresses, should we put breasts?
Yeah, breasts. Yeah, breasts.
Yes, yes,
God,
yes.
God, correct.
Miss Snooki and JWoww, yep. As they are constructing the
tell-all
note.
Like, the note
expose.
Of, like, the century.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, this note, I'm. They've talked about it, like, since obviously it's been years, and they're like, we didn't know that that was going to, like, do all of that.
You guys went to the computer because they didn't even have a computer.
No, they had to go to like the library office, or whatever the offices. Yeah,
and then pay like to use the internet
to
and to print. Like that is so comical. I remember the commercials on MTV being like the girls at the computer, like that.
Yeah,
iconic, and I'll never forget
never.
It. Never,
never. God, and they really did not say anything for so long. They were just like, "Oh my God, who did that? That's crazy, bro." Sam watching the season back, like.
I know.
Gooped, gagged, girl. Oh, my God.
Also, I think they were in the right. Maybe not the way they did it, but for telling Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This idea of, like, oh, like, we shouldn't, like, get in their business or, like, it's I'm team Ron.
Right.
He cheated on her.
Yeah.
Like, can we all agree, like, right now, obviously, be okay to disagree, but we would want to know. Like, if we are.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
if Steven's head was in two cocktail waitresses' breasts,
right.
Please write me a note.
Right.
Leave it on my keyboard.
Meet Ryan. Should we do it in pink font?
right.
But, like, we would have to.
I feel like at that point, I don't really care who wrote it. I think that's what Sam harped way too much on. Like, who gives a fuck who wrote it? Let's just assume that everybody saw because everybody did see. And I would have been like, you guys all know. And everybody, it's fine. Who cares? Because you want to, whatever. My issue was with Ron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was too much harping on who wrote the note.
It was very, like, let's have the person who's responsible for the indiscretion take the responsibility.
Yeah, no, she's right. Like, who the hell? You're like,
who wrote this? It doesn't matter, really.
You're like, who?
It got wrote.
Yeah,
so.
And who was actually friendly enough to tell you? Maybe, perhaps, again, not this way. But also, like, imagine going to her and telling her that tea. Saw the way she reacted over that note. Like, I understand, yes. Mm-hmm. But imagine trying to honestly tell her anything. Like, I don't think she would accept.
I also think that, like, JWoww and Suki were also trying to, like, keep as much peace as they could. Because also, if Ron knew that when Ron found out that they wrote it, it was, like, a whole thing. And they were fighting. And it was, so.
Yeah.
And does he have a right to be angry at them snitching?
Like, Ron had no right to do anything that he did.
Yeah, Ron did a lot of stuff. I think most of what Ron did was, like,
wrong.
This is wrong.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there was really ever a moment where I was like, that's fair.
And yeah, right. And they caught it on camera, too, right? Like, it's like, you could see the footage. Like, as they were, like, typing it, they're, like, putting reference
and then
footage.
You're,
like,
literally after, when they come back from the club, he's just like, yeah, I was doing blah, 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 blah. Now I'm going to go get in Sam's bed. And then he gets in Sam's bed, and that's a whole thing.
Oh,
yeah.
My God,
yeah.
I forgot about that.
He did it twice. He did it multiple times where he would go out and get drunk and, like, fuck around and then come back and be like, Sam, baby, I miss you.
Jersey Shore is another one that I think should be studied by future anthropologists.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. And you know what I've loved to see is the redemption of Mike the Situation.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I recently saw a lot of the clips about his book that he's writing about his recovery and getting clean from drugs and his whole story with that. And it just seems like a 180.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it seems like so genuine. And it's like, I think in one of the clips I saw, he was like, and I want people to know, if Mike the Situation can do it, you can do it too.
T.
That's inspirational.
It is.
It is because he was a mess.
Yeah. He was in his, what's it called, Abercrombie sweats that the brand at one point was like, he can no longer wear because he's representing them poorly.
That's right.
Yeah. Like, brands are calling, tell him not to wear those clothes off.
Yeah.
Damn, the brand is like begging you not to wear their clothes. You know
tragic.
It's bad.
Yeah. He'll pay you to take it off.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Damn. Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was a great one.
Oh,
dude,
my gosh.
All of Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Masterpiece.
I think we should rewatch it.
Yeah.
Again?
Okay.
I have one, a nice daytime television one.
Ooh.
This is On Ellen with Dakota Johnson, who's also recently been in the news for the weird press tour for Madame Web.
Yeah.
Actually, Ellen, that's not what happened.
I don't remember
this.
Do
you know this one?
No.
Oh, it's so good. So, Dakota, you know how Ellen's whole kind of thing is like,
Not gotcha journalism, but the, like, television daytime equivalent of gotcha journalism. She likes to scare and prank people on her shows.
Oh, yes.
And kind of undercut and, like, you know, make a little ha-ha of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Dakota Johnson's talking about her birthday, like, something that happened at her birthday. And Ellen's like, well, thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
Right.
And Dakota Johnson's like, I sent you an invite because you made this joke last time I was on.
Ooh.
And Ellen is like, oh, well, it must have gotten, like trying to make an excuse. And Dakota Johnson just goes, actually, Ellen, that's not what happened. And, like, goes through the whole thing. And that Ellen, like, declined the invite or, like, ignored it and then tried to make a joke out of it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just, ugh.
I love that.
It's so funny to see Ellen kind of get flustered.
Agreed.
The producer sided with Dakota Johnson on camera in front of the audience because she was like, oh, well, did we get that to her producer? Right. And they were like, yeah. And she was like, oh.
Oops.
Oh, I was at that thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's like, that's fine, Ellen. You don't have to go to Dakota Johnson's birthday. But then don't try to make a joke about that you weren't invited.
Right.
And it's like, no, you declined and didn't come. Funny.
Joke's on you now, huh?
Get a Jade.
Literally.
But with the Dakota Johnson stuff, I almost want to see Madame Web just because of how terrible people say it is.
Yeah, people are saying it's really bad. And Sydney Sweeney is, like, weird in it. And it's not giving. What?
Dang it.
Some people are calling it the worst movie of all time.
What?
Which makes me want to go see it.
And also, just to see.
People are also saying that, like, they made this movie bad so that they could be like, see, we gave the girls a movie and it sucked.
Why?
Which I also believe.
Well, also a lot of people, this happened with a British actor named Matt Smith, too, when they did, what's the Morbius? That movie.
Yes.
Where Sony's doing this interesting thing where they're being MCU adjacent.
Right, yeah.
And they are being misleading enough, intentionally or other, in my opinion, that they are, they have people who, big ticket stars, sign up to do these movies because Matt Smith is best friends with Karen Gillan. Karen Gillan is from Guardians of the Galaxy. So she's actually like canonically in the MCU now. And he mm-hmm. called her and was like, so what was it like working with them? And she was like, babes, that's not.
Yep.
But you're not in the MCU.
Posturing as though they are their equivalent. And I think a very similar thing happened with Dakota Johnson.
Yep. That's what happened with Bad Bunny, too.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Bad Bunny, announced that he was going to be in a Marvel movie mm-hmm. and then realized it wasn't a Marvel movie. And he was like,
Six months later, pulled out. Mm-hmm. He was like,
Yeah, supposedly Dakota Johnson only found out, like, when the trailer dropped that it wasn't MCU. She, in her announcement post, tagged Marvel Studios.
Shit.
Yep.
It is from Marvel Comics, but it is Sony.
Yeah.
It is not the Marvel Universe.
Right.
Oh, shit.
And
yeah.
So people are saying, I guess she fired her agent or her publicist after that.
Oh, but someone's getting fired.
Yeah, I don't know how much longer it's in theaters, but I have this morbid curiosity. Like, the way that I went and saw Cats. Mm. Like, I didn't
Same vibe.
Go to see it because it was good.
Right. Like, I'm looking to see why it was so bad.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I also want to give my sense on why it's so bad.
Yeah.
Because we already know we're here to just, what the fuck is this?
Let me decide for myself.
Right.
It's like, as I've gotten back into reading and people say how terrible Colleen Hoover books are, I'm like, well, let me read a Colleen Hoover book.
Right. Yeah. Are they bad?
They're like, they're interesting. I read two.
Okay.
And they're very, like, they take themselves very seriously, these books. Mm. But they're not very well written.
Okay. Mm.
But it's like an easy read.
Yeah.
I gave it like 3 stars, I think.
And out the other of 5. One,
yeah.
Oh, I thought out of 10. I was like, no. Oh, well.
And the other one, I gave 3.5.
Okay.
So it's like, I'm not mad that I read them. They weren't the worst.
Yeah.
There's only one book I've given 1 star since I started posting on Goodreads.
Which was?
Tell us.
The 50 Shades of Grey sequel.
That,
it is
bad.
The single worst book I have ever read in my entire
life. Really?
Also bad movies.
I haven't seen the movies.
Not good.
No.
Not hot. Like, not what you want it to do.
Well, it's because you go expecting something and you leave and you're like,
And you're like, that was so PG-13.
Yeah. Right. Well, I read the first one because I was like, I read it only last year because I was like, all right, this was such a thing. I'm reading more steamy books. Let's read like the steamy book, you know?
Yeah.
And the first one was okay. There's a lot of, you know, lead up and tension and it's like definitely like a weird power dynamic. And
the events of it only take place over like 2 or 3 months. Like for the entire, I think, series. It's insane.
Yeah. Like the first book is like a couple weeks.
Right.
And so it's fine. There were parts that were enjoyable. It was not nearly as spicy as it was made to seem.
Yeah.
Like I thought I was going to get some real kinky shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it was like,
I'm going to tie you up. And you're like, okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Blindfold you. Okay. All right. Yeah. Right. That's standard.
Yeah. Right.
That's a Wednesday night. Come on.
But the first one, like, I enjoyed it for what it was. It was fine. I was like, okay, I'll read the sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. Horrible. Reads like the worst fan fiction you've ever read. There's all these weird plot contrivances where to build the tension, you always think somebody's going to die and then they never do. And then they're like, that made me realize we're meant to be together. And then they lead up to the sex and then the sex is boring and repetitive. And it's like, all right.
Right.
All right.
All right.
I only finished that book so I could have the satisfaction of giving it 1 star.
Right.
Because you're like, I've already gotten this far also,
right, and
so
let
like,
me
allow
also,
me to finish it.
Yeah.
Because someone's got to finish around here,
and it's not this bitch. That's a good one.
That was really good.
I don't know how we got here, but yeah.
I don't either.
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, boo.
Was that everything from you, ladies?
Last one. I have a last one.
Amazing.
I have one more, too.
Okay. And you too, Mr. Spears. You tricked us all. Death to all of them. Ooh. Wendy motherfucking Williams.
Yes.
Death.
She goes, death. Death to them all. And everybody goes, oh. And she goes, oh. Like she didn't say that.
Like she didn't
like
just,
she
say,
didn't just say it.
Yeah.
She always. Death to, oh.
When the crowd's like, ah.
I love God. Wendy Williams, just a gem. And I think about her every day. And I hope she's doing well. She's not. But I hope she...
I didn't know that she was off from the scene right now or wasn't doing well.
Yeah, because of her, like, are you okay?
Sorry, yeah.
No, it's okay.
The baby just, like, moved into a really weird position, but sorry, I didn't mean to make
it's okay.
Face.
I was like, is it happening?
No, so she's like,
is it happening?
My water just broke. We're like, holy shit.
Shit.
Get some towels.
We got this. We're like, yeah, well, obviously, we don't need
it. We're going to deliver it right here.
Jessica.
We get the cameras. Zoom in.
Yeah. Not even Connery.
What are we talking about?
Wendy Williams.
Oh, yeah. Wendy Williams. Sorry. No, it's fine. What? Oh, yeah. So her talk show, like, ended. It was, like, 25 years or something. Mm. You know, whatever. She just retired. But, like, the tea is that her, like, husband was, like, her manager. So we already know how that's the tea. Mm. And, like, and then he was cheating on her with whoever in their house, whatever. I don't know what the fuck the tea is. And now she has, like, no, like, not that she doesn't own anything, but she doesn't have, like...
assets?
No.
Any, like...
like, she can't really do... much about any of it.
Okay. She has no agency.
There we go.
Okay.
Also, I believe she, when leaving the show, and hopefully she's feeling better now, but I remember her hearing something about her, like, worsening health or other things.
Yeah.
So tough. I mean, well, also closing a show that she's been doing for so long. Mm-hmm. That's her baby. You know?
I think there's
going through that.
I think there's a documentary that's going to come out.
Oh, I would love to watch that.
And I think she's, like, have like part involved it. In it yeah oh, yeah so fabulous. I think it's gonna be like gonna really get. Good yeah
good
she has any hand in it, and that'll be great for her creative process too, trying to get that video out.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok where she was like talking to somebody and she was like, all I know how to do is be on TV, and like that's what I want to do, and I just like feel like I can't even like do what I know how to do, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh my god, Wendy. And then I watched Wendy Williams compilations for the next hour, and I was crying, laughing on the floor.
Wendy, we are here for you and Wendy. Ready to consume any of your content. Yes.
If you
want to
be on the podcast,
we have a spot right here for you. The Q-tips.
Yeah, the Q-tips.
Crying, you'll be good.
I like what that one where she spills the coffee on her dress, and she's like, wah, ha, ha.
Just her fake crying. Any of her bits, honestly.
She's such a legend.
She's just so naturally funny.
Yes.
So memeable.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Without... she is TikTok. Agreed. She didn't even know.
Mm-hmm. Tay. Sierra, last one.
Okay, so my last one is one of the few, I think, lighthearted things that I could laugh about during the Trump presidency.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
Oh,
it's a hard time when you're feeling like you can't even laugh at the things that are going on in politics because they have such... strong ramifications.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And go so far against what you believe in. But there was one bright spot that I felt like I can just laugh at this at face value and not cry to think about the implications.
Right.
And that was when they scheduled a press conference at Four Seasons Landscaping. Do you remember this? They tried to schedule a press conference at the Four Seasons.
Four Seasons.
And instead, it was at a small... landscape and gardening store called Four Seasons Landscaping.
Fuck.
And they stood by that and tried to claim that it was like intentional to support small businesses.
Right, of course.
And you have like the Secret Service and the whole administration and Trump.
Like in front of this flower shop.
Yes.
Who lost your job that day?
Somebody got fired.
I hope, respectfully, who lost their, like, who did that?
Yeah,
like,
honestly, but they deserve a raise.
They deserve a raise. Do we think that it could have been, like,
Saboteur?
No. I think it was, like, fully intentional. Like, let's just look up the number for the Four Seasons in this city we're going to. Okay, right. Perfect. Hello. We'd like to schedule a press conference.
With President?
The President.
Dude, these people are like, holy shit. Okay. Yeah.
He hangs up.
You guys, Trump's coming. Stop the construction.
Literally,
stop.
Like, everybody's coming. I think about the Four Seasons press conference all the time.
That is so funny.
Holy shit.
Would you say that's a Roman Empire
topic
for you?
The Four Seasons press conference is absolutely a Roman Empire for me. And I think it was just an opportunity for a time when politics felt like everything carried so much weight and was so detrimental that I could just be like, ha ha.
Right.
You guys are stupid. Yeah.
Right. Not these dummy heads. That's funny.
I did love that. That's a great one.
And that gave me a good belly laugh. That was a good.
Yeah.
Good job, ladies.
Yeah,
we have really good ones. Which the ones that for the game Jess sourced, we have not heard them at all.
That's tea.
Okay.
Also, can I just say how iconic is it that we knew like pretty much every other one that the other person was saying?
Yes.
I was going to say too, I was like, that's how you know these are like truly, truly so iconic because we all are on different sides of the internet. Mm-hmm, we see different things. I mean, we have tried to explain TikToks to one another on this couch before and it's been a struggle.
You've seen it.
But these pop culture moments, that's how I know that they're also going to get it. Like, you guys are also going to be like, right, TBT.
Yeah, I'm interested to see because, again, we were not involved in the sourcing. So if there's any of the ones that we were mentioned that Jess, like, pulled and stuff that were quizzed on. And good thing we went through a little prep right now. So if there are, we'll know them.
And let us know down in the comments what the pop culture moments that live in your head rent-free are. As we go through this game, if there's a way that you can leave your guesses down in the comments. I think, Jess, do you want to explain it to us how we're going to do this?
Okay, dokie. Well, I was thinking, originally I was thinking whiteboards, but I think we're going to buzzer style in. So I'm going to play a 3-5 second clip. And if you know what it is, buzz in. Have your answer ready. This will be interesting. I feel like you guys are an interesting mix of competitive and non-competitive. And then I also have versions like the full clip if we need them at all.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
And if it's applicable, we'll put it on screen, all that fun stuff.
All right. Should we each have a distinct buzzer sound?
Yes.
I was just thinking that, too. And should we do it like a buzzer sound or like we're like, hey, hi, hey, hello. Like we'll say our thing. I don't know. I was just thinking.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
I was going to be like,
you're not high, but yeah.
I know. That's
I don't know. Sometimes you don't know. So I had to let you.
That's true.
I'm sorry.
Where were we? At Dear Media?
Yeah.
When? Oh my God. Yes.
Am I high? No.
No. Are you?
You might be. All right. So do we want to do a hi, hey, hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Wait, what?
So you'll say hi if you want to buzz in.
No. When our buzz is. Hi.
Okay. Hi, okay. Hey. Okay. Right. Okay. Got it.
Although I feel like that gives me a leg up because mine's easiest to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello's kind of long.
But only if you get it.
Oh.
No.
No. All right. Let's start the game.
All right. Let's go.
Let's go.
Ryan's ready to rumble.
She doesn't think I'm ever going to be saying the thing. Look, Sierra's out of touch. Sierra just watches weird history TikToks. Maybe I'm more educated than you think on pop culture, Ryan.
Dude, you better freaking deliver after that speech.
I said maybe, and the answer is probably not. But maybe.
Okay. Oh my God, we're fighting. The girls are fighting.
I love the competitiveness within Sierra. It's honestly
she's so competitive that she was trying to compete with me, and I was like, oh no.
I love it.
I'm screaming.
Imagine if you also were competitive, though. The three of us. Oh no,
Ryan, we need you.
Yeah,
you balance us out.
It's true.
Yeah, correct.
That's true.
You keep the
peace. She's like, you guys, we're having fun. It's fun. It's just a game.
She's like Gal Gadot, just being like, imagine all the people.
Right, and that cured COVID. All right.
Before we start, I will accept if you only know contextually a part of the answer. If you are correct, you can have the point.
Okay.
So it's like who said it or where it was said.
Right. What awesome. The tea is. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Your hands ready to. Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Stop taking pictures of yourself.
Oh! I got it. Kris Jenner in an early episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians when Kim is in the back of the car with her camera taking selfies.
Yeah.
Your sister's going to prison, Kim.
Jail. Do you want to hear the clip?
Yeah. Let's hear the full clip.
Okay, here we go.
Your sister's going to jail. Have a little compassion.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
Your sister's going to jail.
Kim, we need the effect of everyone on what we're doing, right? While Chloe's gone.
Here, Kim, this one.
I feel like I'm gonna barf.
Good.
Throw up.
Good. Throw
Do
up.
It. God, that's another one. Like, iconic, obviously, reality TV shows, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Like,
that's a great one. I totally forgot about Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Me too.
They're so quotable, too.
Yeah.
You know what's one I quote a lot? Don't be effing Rude. Yep.
That's a great one. That's such a great Kardashian
is that
quote.
Kim hitting Courtney with her bag?
Kim hitting Courtney. Yeah, okay. Kim hitting Courtney. And Khloé being like, you guys, what the fuck? Actually, crazy. They basically did the same thing when they had that crazy ass fight recently. Remember when she bopped her head and her makeup was all over the wall?
Yeah.
Courtney and Kim, they never were friends. It's giving.
They were always scrapping with each other.
And Khloé being like, you guys, what the hell?
Yeah.
Okay, so Sierra got that point.
One point. Did you hear my high?
Yep.
Did you even say it?
I did.
Did you?
I did. Roll the tape.
I heard.
I got it.
Roll the tape.
Thank you. I will also accept in volleyball rules if you yell, mine!
Fair. Right.
Good.
Okay.
In volleyball rules.
Yeah, when you've got the ball, you don't want to collide with your teammate. Yes. You yell, mine, and it's good. Communication is key.
I like that.
Okay. Speaking of communication being key, our next clip. You ready?
Yep.
Okay.
What's good for me?
That's my opinion!
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know what. I think it's Housewives. It's Real Housewives across the dinner table. Right? Hold on. Wait. I'm not asking about it. That's my opinion. Oh no, it's like a reunion, right? Are they at the reunion? I don't know which fucking Housewives it is, because there's a 40 million, but it's some bitch and she's like, well, why do you think this thing? And she's like, it's my opinion. And she's like, no, but that's wrong. And she goes, that's my opinion.
Here is the full clip. Yes. It is Tamara and Vicky from Real Housewives of Orange County.
Oh. Orange County.
But I don't think that he's good for you.
How do you know what's good for me?
That's my opinion!
That's giving the same energy as that, like, cat, the other...
Yeah, that's what I was referencing at first, but I was like, no, that's not it. They were at a reunion.
You guys read my mind. I was literally about to be ask, is that from when the cat meme, when he was, like, eating the salad, and he's like...
Yep, she's screaming,
That was
pointing.
The same era of Housewives, but it was a little south.
Which, Sierra, you're going to be watching Housewives for...
That's right. We decided that's going to be my breastfeeding show.
Yep. Good.
I'm excited.
You'll see that and be like,
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I know that sound. I've heard that sound. No idea the origin.
Right.
Now you do.
I'm educated.
See?
Yep. Thank you.
This is educational.
Yeah.
Okay.
YouTube should classify this as educational. Like, put it right next to Crash Course.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Crash Course pop culture memes.
No, it's giving Cracked Course.
Look at Hank Green on here.
Okay, here we go. Next clip. Ready?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Everybody says, who does he think he is? I just told you who I thought I was. A god.
Okay, that's...
I don't know this one.
Are you stumped?
Ooh, is that the full clip?
Or no,
that
was do just you want me to play the full clip?
Let's play the full clip. I feel like if we don't get it off of the little piece, so we can play the whole thing.
Okay.
Everybody says, who does he think he is? I just told you who I thought I was.
It's definitely Kanye West.
I told you. That's who I think I am.
It's definitely Kanye West.
I know it's for Kanye West.
Yeah. I don't know what this... Mm-hmm. I don't know what...
As soon as I heard his voice that time, I was like, oh.
Yeah. I thought it was Kanye West, but then I was like, I don't want to be wrong.
I've heard that quote before. I had no idea it was from Kanye.
No. Where is he?
He's in a recording studio giving an interview.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Location, irrelevant.
Just to insert something here. I think my favorite, and probably your favorite too, Kanye West quote. Hey, good morning, Kanye.
Shut the fuck up.
That's my favorite.
Hey, good morning, Kanye.
Shut the fuck up.
And the way he like looks at the paparazzi so in his house.
And the guy was just like, hey, good morning. Kanye's like, ugh.
Hey, good morning, Kanye.
That is such a good one.
I love that one.
Good one.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
P. I didn't even say my thing. I just said,
I'm watching your arms. All right, P.
This is Miss Selena Gomez.
Yeah. At the fucking, what
Choice
is it?
Awards. Choice Awards. With a little blue.
Yep.
Teen Vogue.
Teen Party.
Let's hear it.
Blue going on.
Where's that inspiration coming from?
I don't know. I like a little edge and a little pop in my hair, so I wanted to add something different, especially for the Teen Vogue party.
Teen Vogue party.
Young Hollywood issue. What does this mean to you?
Everything. You know, I love seeing who.
The voice also.
The little voice on her.
Yes. Why is it giving Debbie Ryan? Like, if I didn't know that was Selena.
It's like that Disney...
Yeah, you know it.
And you're watching Disney Channel.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, P, there you go.
Oh, good
we
job,
got
P.
Ryan has one, P has two, and Sierra also has one.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
what you should probably eat.
Oh, Sarah? That is Jennifer. No, not Jennifer Lawrence. That is on the red carpet, and it is Dakota Johnson. No. Crap.
No, I was just talking about this.
Hunger Game Times, yes. But it's not Hunger Game series.
Oh, the girl from Secret Life of the American Teenager, Shailene Woodley.
Yes,
it was giving around that time when everyone was like, oh my God, I'd rather just be at home in sweatpants.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Here's the full clip. It's 5 seconds.
Are you hungry right now?
Not at all.
Really?
I'm so hungry.
Well, you should probably eat.
Yeah. Right.
No, I remember that being like kind of a big deal for the time where it was like, why would you ask her that? And then other female celebrities were coming forward and were like, yeah, you guys asked some fucking weird questions. You didn't ask Hugh Jackman if he's hungry right now.
Yeah.
It was given that the reporter was trying to be like relatable and get like a relatable moment. Mm-hmm. Right. Jennifer Lawrence style of like, I wish I was at home having a cheeseburger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
They're trying to play Shailene Woodley's just like,
girl, I don't even want to be here. I hate being a celebrity.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. She's like, okay. You should eat. Yeah. Her like, we are working right now, girl.
Like anyways.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Sorry to this man.
I'm sorry. Oh, Keke Palmer and the lie detector test, obviously.
Yep.
I can't remember who she was talking about, though.
Play the clip.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is. I mean, he could be walking down the street. I wouldn't know a thing. Sorry to this man.
I'm sorry to this man.
We quote that one. I'm sorry to this man.
He could be walking down the street and I wouldn't know a thing. She really is like, I don't know. Fuck.
And that's where she's so funny because she could have just said, no, I don't know who that is.
Right.
But she didn't. She created an iconic moment.
As she does.
Who was she talking about?
I think, and forgive me if I'm wrong, internet, but I think it was one of the establishing questions of the lie detector tests they do. So it's like they ask you your name to establish a truth. They ask other things to set your baseline.
Who was the photo of?
I don't know.
It was just a random man on the street. I also do not recognize him.
Oh,
he's just an old white guy.
I thought it was a celebrity.
I thought it was a celebrity. I thought it was somebody, and that's why it was silly that we had no idea. She's like, but I do love that Jessica also has no idea who this man is.
Right.
And I'm sorry to this man.
She goes, because like, I'm with Keke.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, I didn't recognize
him. She goes, and I hope I don't sound ridiculous, but.
It's like, Dick Cheney. Yeah. Old white guy.
I mean, old white guy. Yeah. That's
right. No, he did not. I know who Dick Cheney is. That guy did not look recognizable at all.
I don't know what Dick Cheney looks like. I know the name.
Old white man.
Yeah.
You got it. Whatever you thought of, that's what it is.
That's all you need to know. All right. We've got a three-way tie. Everyone has 2 points.
Ooh.
We're going to do a last.
This never happens.
I know. We're going to do a couple more, starting with, are y'all ready?
Yes.
Ready. All right. Here we go.
Hi.
Hey, hello.
Hi. How are you? That is James Charles kneeling on the ground, singing, bring me little water, Sylvie. And he's doing this with his hand. And I believe it's at a convention.
It's to fans. Like,
he's always singing to fans in places like the.
Like, he's surrounded by fans. He's on concrete. I can picture it in my head.
No.
And I want to say it was like VidCon or something. Like, he was just like outside.
It's on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Dios mío.
It's hilarious. Here we go.
Bring me a little water now. Bring me a little water, Sylvie.
God, I cannot. I just showed her a video of James Charles singing that Dua Lipa song in the mall. You'll have to kick him out again. She was like, wait, what? I was like, oh, you need to see this. I was
like,
why does
he look like he's at like a Macy's? And she's like, I think he is.
He's like in a mall and it was doing like a meet and greet or something and like decided to sing. And he's also just like,
And he gets a big woohoo when he does the kick.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
God.
Oh my God.
Good one.
Really though. Okay. Here's another one. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Queen.
Oh, I got it. Jimmy Fallon, RuPaul at Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, indeed.
And Jimmy Fallon almost shit himself because he thought that he had said something problematic.
Yeah. He's because
of the drag. Time a drag queen has ever been put on the cover.
A drag queen.
He shit himself.
Yeah.
I am the queen of drag.
Jimmy Fallon's like, yeah.
The look on his face is like
stressed.
He's having a drag queen and blah blah.
A drag queen. It's giving Back rolls.
Back rolls. That's giving. That's another good one. We should.
There's so many Drag Race ones. Here's the thing, we would have been here for years.
Yeah.
All right. I think get your hands ready for this one. This is going to be our last one.
Oh.
And then we'll tally points. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
It's going to be a very epic.
Oh, Ryan. It's Debbie Ryan. Debbie Ryan on the carpet, and she's talking about, and you know what? And I walked in there and I said, I'm going to make history. And that's exactly what we did.
Wow. You closed us out with that one, Jessica.
That was the inspiration for the video.
That is true.
Here's the clip while I tally the points.
It's going to be a very epic. I wanted to make, my one thing was I went into the Disney Channel building and I sat down with the president of Disney Channel and I said, I want to make history. And that's what this is.
Is that also the same red carpet where Justin Bieber's like not too far away and she's like, oh my gosh, Justin Bieber's like right there. I wonder if he's going to see me. It's like, I think that's the same interview. She's acting so cracked in
same
that.
Same energy. I think so.
Like, DeLue, girl, relax.
Here's the thing. Well, first of all, I'm so glad that you pulled that one because after how much we've referenced it in this episode, to hear it, mm-hmm. I'm really glad. Second of all, I feel like, had I been a Disney Channel girl, if my childhood dream of being discovered in a mall and, taken to LA would have happened.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I would have Debbie Ryan energy.
100%.
Thank you.
Me too.
Yes. And so I feel like I would have said that kind of stuff on the red carpet.
Yeah. That you walked into the president of Disney Channel's office.
And I said, I want to make history. And you know what?
That's exactly what happened. That's what this is.
I believe it was that her character gets engaged on Jesse.
Girl, bye.
And that had like never happened.
Bro, okay, this is so such slight.
But she's right. She made history.
In 2020, when everybody was in lockdown and no one had anything to do and we were all just like watching everything, I was at my parents' house. Help. And me and my sister watched everything on Disney Plus because what else were we doing? We got to Jesse. I never watched Jesse because that was like after we had already like grown up or whatever. So I'm watching this and I'm like, this is so bad. Like, this is just a tragedy. But then we were thinking about Cameron Boyce and I was like, oh my God, this is so sad. Mm-hmm. And then we got to the last episode. Why are me and my sister sobbing our eyes out? And I was like, I don't care about the show at all. I'm like, but this is a Cameron Boyce boy. Like, this is so sad. And obviously the last episode is sad or whatever. And it was just a mess. And that's when I watched Jesse and I will never watch it again.
What can you spoil the end of Jesse for us? What happens?
I mean, I think because she's like their nanny.
Right.
And so I think she like books. I think she's an actress. So I think she like books something and like doesn't nanny for them anymore. And like moves away or whatever the fuck. I don't know.
No, that's what happened.
Right? Okay.
No, I Googled it. I remember watching it because I had a second renaissance of Disney Channel when I nannied in high school.
Oh, right.
Because I had little babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know why but that was my taste of Debbie Ryan, and I was like, I hate it here.
I love it. Well, give me a little drum roll, and I'll tell you who won.
It was Ryan, right?
Yeah, Ryan!
Can I not have a moment?
Keep it in.
That's okay. She's so mad that she didn't win because she's the most competitive. My first time winning a 20 whatever game ever.
Yeah, thanks,
everybody.
I want to give you your moment. Take your flowers. I just was definitely mentally tracking it in my brain.
Of course she was.
But let's go
so
back.
Just so that nobody could cheat. Yep. So nobody could miss Tally. She was like, I got to know it's fine.
I know you won. And you did it fair and square because
Thank
I agree.
You. Thank you.
So, congratulations, on my birthday. Ryan.
And you did it at my birthday dinner. So, the winner of this game is Ryan Christina.
Thank you.
She's our
pop
culture
queen. Thank not only God, but Jesus for this award.
Amazing.
That was great.
Thank you.
I knew that this episode would be amazing, and we came in here and made history today, and that's what this is,
that's
you
what
guys.
This is.
And wow.
Actually, Paloma, that's not what happened.
Oh. All of them.
I'm trying to think of what else can I reference quickly.
I'm like, death to all of them. To the bone.
Yeah, to the bone.
down. Well, while we're celebrating me, let's also do a little Woo Girl Minute.
Yes.
Okay, this Woo Girl Minute is from Ella. Ella says, Woo Girl moment. I'm applying for a summer internship 2 states away from home, and I'm excited, not nervous. I've dealt with codependency with my mother, so this is a huge step. I'm a sophomore in college, and I cannot wait to unlearn even more of my bringing up through the gift that is therapy. I'm really proud of myself for this.
Woo! We're so proud of you.
Truly. Listen, sometimes you got to get away from the nest, and that's like the best thing that could happen to you. That's that, for me.
It's tough. Like, it's hard, unlearning though. And yeah. relearning and having to parent yourself as you grow up, and that's like the stage we're still in, like still learning to parent yourself.
Definitely.
So that's so beautiful that you're doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Excited for you and what this next chapter holds, and
yes.
seems like you are just going to thrive.
Yes.
Well, unless anyone has a last pop culture reference they want to throw in, I think this is where we end.
I'm tired, Grandpa.
Bitch, tune in, man.
Doodle peep, doodle peep. Another one. Yeah, it was meant Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams.
She really is the backbone of TikTok.
She is.
Let us know your favorite pop culture references down in the comments. Also, let us know how you scored on the game. Did you know any before us? Were there any that you hadn't heard? And we will see you next week with another new episode.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.